This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jalen Green is a five-star prospect at Prolific Prep. He's going to be in Memphis for Memphis Madness in a couple of weeks. His stepfather is Marcus Green, and he joins us now. Marcus, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
How's it going, boss?
Man, everything is good, man. We appreciate your time. Lots to get to. But first, I want to ask you, what's the recruitment process like, you know, from your vantage point? I mean, obviously, this is one of the best players in America, regardless of class. So how do you sort of take in the recruiting process? I know we're sort of nearing the end of it, right? But how do you sort of take it all in, Marcus?
First, I want to say thank you guys, and we appreciate you guys having us on.
It's a pleasure.
You know, Jalen, so far away, it takes a lot out of you guys to reach out this far. But the recruit process for us has been a lot to take in, a lot of different coaches, a lot of different conversations, and it's been fun this far.
All right, so it looks like right now you guys have you have Auburn, you have Oregon, you have Memphis. Let's just focus on Memphis here really quickly, since you guys are coming in a couple of weeks. What do you guys see in Memphis? What is it about Memphis that you guys like in that program?
Well, it started with the coaching staff. Before we came out to the city and anything like that, it was purely the coaching staff that Penny has put together out there was very enticing to know that he would develop in a very high rate. And then once we came out to our visit last year, you know, to know that the city has so much love for basketball was something we didn't know anything about. And so when we got there, we were in a Walgreens and a guy knew who Jalen was, and we didn't even know they knew who Jalen was in that city.
wasn't it an advantage? We talked about the rule change last year, right? Where rising juniors could go and take official visits, and I just wonder, Dad, if sort of having that, right, being able to do it last year, and not that you'd have gotten overwhelmed trying to do it all before that senior year, but having been here already and developed those relationships maybe earlier, the chance to strengthen them, how much of an advantage was it being able to get out last year and take officials and come to Memphis?
It's a big advantage. Like I said, you get to actually see the city, the facility, the things that, you know, that is not given to you until the last year. Mm-hmm. And then they ask you to take those visits and make that decision so rapidly, where this way he gets to really digest what he saw, what was really put on the table for him last year and this year, and then make a decision instead of all in 1 4 or 5 month period of time.
We are, of course, talking to Marcus Green. Gotcha. He's the stepfather of Jalen Green, who's going to be in for a visit during Memphis Madness. Just want to kind of touch on the staff. You know, one of the pitches that the staff has had over time, as Penny's gotten the job, is, you know, we can develop you better than anybody. We know what it takes, not just to get to the NBA, but to stay there, nutritionally, sort of time management. How attractive is that to you guys? Obviously, Jalen being a top guard, regardless of class, that's going to be something that's on his mind. How attractive is that pitch to you guys?
Very. With Jay, his talent level is very high already. Now it's more about learning to be disciplined, learning to carry yourself like a professional, and going to a gym where they can, you know, I'm not saying they're the only gym that can teach him how to be that. That's why the options are still open. But more or less, coming from our point of view with, you know, Penny, Mike Miller, you know, Cody, the guys that are there now, we know they're going to know teach him the professionalism and the way to think to get prepared to be a professional.
I'm just curious, Dad, how much when you're elite like you guys are, this family, and you're, you know, everybody in the world wants you, how often's, you know, Memphis on the horn? How often's Oregon on the horn? How often are these folks hitting y'all?
They're hitting us regularly. That goes across the board with all colleges. Like you said, he's such a really good player. Mm-hmm. You're going to get that. It's just one of those ones where you got to digest through what's real and what's recruitment. And that's the part that is difficult to figure out who's telling you what they really mean or who's going to give it to you just so they can get you into their gym.
You know, last year we had the opportunity to have Rod Hampton on before and then after, maybe it was right after y'all had a chance to take the visit. And that man did more bragging on your son almost than he did on RJ. And I just from your standpoint, and you've obviously seen him grow up, what's the best thing about his game? What do you like most about Jalen's game?
Unselfishness. The willingness to play the game the right way. A lot of times you get a player that wants to get his numbers, wants to get his shot, and Jalen will let the game come to him. He will get his numbers through the process of whatever the coach is putting out on the floor. That's the one thing Memphis would get if he did choose to go to your school as a player that's going to play the right way. You're not going to get a guy that's going to come in thinking, I need 20 shots no matter what the game is looking like.
Got you.
Speaking of that, like I Memphis having the number one recruiting class in 2019 sort obviously means that they've got a lot of good players already in the program. Is it just a confidence level, though, that Jalen's going to come in and like he's going to establish himself, you know, regardless of sort of who is there and who isn't there?
No, you don't get confidence. You don't get a confidence. If you have a confidence that you're going to come in and just be the man, then you're not being realistic. Everything that Jalen gets is earned. And so we understand coming in, no matter what college it might be, he has to earn it. And so that's going into the gym with Boogie, Ball, DJ, James. He would have to earn it. Whether he went to Scotty them or, you know, wherever that might be, he would have to earn his spot on position and on the court. He's never going to come in expecting to have a ball or to be the guy.
Yeah, and then obviously another bit of news this week is that Kentucky no longer on the list. What goes into that sort of development? Was it really a mutual deal? Was it just a part where it just didn't make sense for either party? Like, what can you tell us about Kentucky no longer being on the list, Marcus?
Both scenarios. It was a mutual split. We talked to each other and just came to an understanding that with the commitments they have moving forward, that where would Jalen really fit into the dynamics with the guys they have and the commitment that they already got. I feel, you know, Jalen's willing to play with anyone at any time in any place, but we also have to do what's best for him. Mm-hmm. And so outside of playing the point guard position, which they have already on campus, you would have, you know, they have BJ coming in as a two guard. They got Terrence Clark coming in as a two guard. Mm-hmm. It's stacked up in that two guard position.
Yep.
And it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to insert Jalen into that and hopefully figure it out. And in this case, you know, they got the kids they like, and we're in a situation where we can pick a school, and we're going to move forward with that.
We are, of course, talking to Marcus Green. He is the stepfather of five-star guard Jalen Green, going to be here in Memphis for his second official visit to Memphis during Memphis Madness. Marcus, what have you heard about Memphis Madness? I mean, that's sort of the premier event that Memphis puts on every year. Are you excited about sort of seeing that? Is Jalen excited about really seeing the full-throated experience of Memphis basketball during that event next month?
Yeah, we've heard a lot of great things, a lot of entertainment, a lot of excitement. You really get to see the guys, you know, go at each other a little bit to have some fun. But more or less, like, we get to see the city. The one thing Jalen has never seen was Memphis out in full-fledged at one time. We came on our visit. It wasn't a game day or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So he didn't really get to see the Memphis go crazy. And so that's one of the things we're looking for. Hopefully Memphis comes out and support Penny in his next year and show Jalen why he should come to Memphis.
Oh, you are certainly going to see that, Mr. Green. There's no doubt about that in terms of the electricity. I got to ask you, in terms of when you're so familiar with the program, like we said, you had the advantage of coming last year on an official too. What else besides seeing Memphis? We know that's important, and Jalen sort of feeling and getting that flavor. But what else is on that priority list? When you're as familiar with the program as you all are, what else do you all want to know on this official?
Coach, you got to have a game plan. We don't go into any situation, no matter friendships, no matter how good of our relationship with the coaching staff or the city will be. If he doesn't have a game plan in with the guys he has, then that can be a deterrence to going there, because you've got to have something set up. And the fact that you have so many five stars and so many top kids, you know, egos can get in the way. So as long as there's a game plan to make sure everybody is on the same page, because the big goal in all of it, no matter what, when you go to college, is to win. Mm-hmm. And so in order to win, you all got to be on the same page. And if coach has a game plan and to keep everybody in, on page and on plan, on step, hey,
yes,
sir. It's up to you guys.
I got you, man. I saw where it looked like, maybe we can, you can tell us, Evan Daniels, you look like you told him y'all 100% going to college. This won't be a deal. Like with the Hamptons, where maybe you decide something different at the end, 100% to college? Is that?
So, I'm realistic.
I hear you.
97% for sure we're going to college.
I got you.
I don't want to tell you a lie on live radio.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Now, the only thing that get Jalen to go somewhere crazy, if they came and offered a crazy number that we know no one's offering.
I got you.
And so to us, it's 100%, but I'm going to be on your radio live. I'm going to tell you it's 97%. So no one can come back and say I lied to him.
I really appreciate it. What did you think of the way it went down? Like it was, we were having Rod and the family on all the way up until the end, and all the way up to, remember there was going to be an announcement on Get Up, and then later on RJ says, well, man, you know what? We actually signed a month ago. What did you think about the way it all played out with the Hamptons, who have done nothing but speak incredibly high of y'all's family?
I thought Rod did the best for his son.
I got you.
A lot of times you get the feeling that people say hard to deal with, can't really tell what's really going to come of it. Like, I've never had a bad problem with Rod, no matter what it is. And then we disagree, we agree, but we both grown men. And so in that situation, I just felt like Rod did what's best for him and his family.
Yep.
He did what's right by RJ and made the best decision.
Yeah.
We are, of course, talking to Marcus Green. He is the stepfather of Jalen Green. And then just a couple other things here. You guys still have Oregon and Auburn on the list as well. What do you like about Oregon? I know you guys just had a visit there. What is the draw with Oregon?
What's the draw with Oregon?
Yeah, like what sort of is, you know, what are they saying? What's sort of the pitch from their end?
Well, the original draw, like I said, is always about the recruitment. Who's going to recruit the kid? They went out of their way to make sure that Jalen knew they were interested. They made sure that they showed up to events. They made sure they reached out and had the conversation that was needed to build a good relationship. Everyone always goes back that, oh, Nike's there and it's a Nike school, and that's not at all what it is, you know. It's purely the relationship that we have built with Coach Augman and Coach Stubblefield that has made us intrigued to go even take that visit and to build that relationship with them.
And then Auburn, obviously we know Bruce Pearl pretty well here in Memphis. You know, what are they telling you guys?
The talk with Auburn has just been playing the right way, playing with your nose to the ground, earning it. You know, it's big for us to make sure that Jaden earns what he gets and he works hard at it. And a lot of times you get parents that just say that and don't mean it. And I think every coach that has been recruiting him knows that we want Jalen to earn it. We don't expect him to be handed anything. Mm-hmm. And so, that being said, they came in. They have already been talking to us. They have already been recruiting them. But they just stepped it up this last couple of weeks, and you know, and we decided to put them on to go to this visit.
Of those three, Dad, just for my own housekeeping and stuff, has Memphis been there the longest of those three? And not that that's the determining factor, obviously, Dad. Y'all going to look at your options. But has Memphis been there the longest of those three, Oregon and Auburn, too?
No, for sure. Memphis has been there the longest. They have been recruiting the longest and the hardest. But, like I said, we have to do what's best for him. And
absolutely.
There's other schools involved. Those are just the schools that we have publicly put out as of now where he will be going. There's going to be a couple of different visits going on, and we're trying to figure them out. And sooner than later, we will know where we're going.
Okay.
I got to ask you, because like we live in this world now where everybody is connected. Like, has Jalen come up to you and been like, you know, like, Dad, Ja Morant is like trying to get me to go to the University of Memphis? Like an NBA player is like involved. Like, isn't it kind of? Has he ever come up to you and mentioned like how wild the recruiting process gets?
He has come up to me and said, this is something crazy, the recruiting process. Not so much that a player has recruited him to go to a different university, but more or less like, play with this guy, play with that guy, who you think would be a good fit. But no NBA players, and none of those guys has told him X, Y, and Z to go certain places or that he should look at, not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Marcus, man, we appreciate
Green,
the time.
Thank you for
Thanks
this.
For coming on and breaking it down, man. Yes. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys for having us.
It's a pleasure.
Yes,
pleasure.
Sir. He is Marcus Green. He is the stepfather of five-star guard Jalen Green. I think, you know, laid it out pretty well. Said there's going to be some more visits.
It sounded like a couple more schools when you come in.
Yeah, I heard that correctly. Uh-huh. You got to like where Memphis sits. I mean, I think that's kind of the takeaway there. 97% chance. And I appreciate him being honest about it. Who knows? You don't know what can happen at the end of a recruitment, what kind of offers could come in. I mean, R.J. Hampton reportedly got $600,000, you know, to play in New Zealand. How the hell are you going to turn that down?
You can't turn that down.
You know what I mean?
I like that he was honest with us on that. Sounded like, too, they've got, you know, something specifically they want to see during that visit from that staff in terms of how you're going to use this. You know, plan was the way he laid it out, and he went right into it, like, show us your game plan. Because we want to, you know, he said, you know, got long-term relationships with coaches, and obviously they do with Memphis. He said, that's all good and dandy, but we want to see your plan too. So, you know, I'm sure they'll get in there and lay out the X's and O's for him as well on that trip in a couple of weeks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.